Sylvie, could you come in here, please?
Yes, Damien?
I've been thinking. We've become rather staid recently. We haven't really produced any truly interesting titles for some time. We need some new blood.
Did you have anyone in mind?
I was rather hoping you might.
How about Peter Gibbons?
I don't think so.
Jason Murray?
Artie.
Tim Bisley.
Bisley? Why do I know that name?
He came in last year. You laughed him out of the office. He had blonde hair. Small ears.
Ah, yes. Bisley, that's right. I remember his work now. All muscles and guns, most amusing. Give him a ring, will you, Sophie? Get me his portfolio.
Okay.
I think it's time we gave young Mr. Bisley another show.
Morning, flatmate. Coffee and Kilroy?
No, thanks.
Tea and Tricia?
No.
What's the matter? Why are you scrimmaging around? You're making me nervous.
Sophie from Darkstar called.
Sophie?
Yeah, Damien Knox wants to see my portfolio again.
Sophie?
No, Damien Knox. He's the head of Darkstar Comics. He wants to see my portfolio again. I am a little bit nervous.
God, wow. He wants to see your portfolio. God, what a break. That's brilliant, Tim.
Is it, Daisy?
Yeah, God, well done. That's excellent, yeah, really good. Well done, you. Well done, you. Well done.
What's that?
I don't know. It's coming from upstairs. Maybe it's Marcia.
Maybe it's Mike.
Maybe it's Mike and Marcia.
Ready to go again, soldier?
Cock locked and ready to rock.
You got anything special planned for today?
I have got a bit of a project, actually. I'm going to be as inactive as I can in order to really get into the psyche of someone who's, say, unemployed. Not just occasionally, but cerebrally. To see if the predicament of enforced passivity actually exacerbates itself. You know, does inactivity breed laziness?
All right, you're going to write an article about it?
No, I can't be bothered.
I'm not really a praying man, and I never really ask you for much. So if you could just see your way clear to helping me today, I would be really, really grateful. Thank you very much. Amen.
Oh, massive wanker.
It's all right. It's my messenger.
Weird.
What?
Wasn't nobody there?
Oi, oi! You lucky people!
Oh, hi, Thomas.
I understand you two, friends wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could run my portfolio of the Dark Star for me.
Oh, I see. You don't call me for weeks, and all of a sudden you want a favour? That's nice, that is. Do you know the last time I seen you? You said you wished that I was your dad, and you hugged me for the entire length of the acid tweak and funk mix of Joyce Wink's Higher State of Consciousness, and now you want me to ferry around your art for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. By the way, you owe me 20 quid.
Oh, right, yeah.
And how are you, my little pocket Shakespeare? Come up with any exciting literary characters lately?
Yes, actually, yes. Diddy Steinway.
I like it. I like it. What, is she some sort of crime-busting jazz singer?
No, actually, it's the name I'm using to sign on.
You want to get up off your arse and get yourself a job, Dizzy, or whatever your name isn't? Nice hair, by the way.
There you go, mate. Cheers. Now, my livelihood is in here, okay? So got it with your life.
As ever. You's coming out at the weekend?
I'm just strapped for cash, actually. You couldn't lend me 20 quid, could you?
Yeah, sure. Great. What's that noise?
We don't know.
I like it.
Right, well, you better get off. That's got to be there by 11 o'clock.
Right you are, sir. Do you know something? I've got a good feeling about this parcel.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully things might start going my way.
You know, it's like, son, it's all in front of you like a wheelbarrow. Door, please, Timmy. Have a banana.
That was close. Seemingly went disco on us then. What is that noise?
I don't know. I'm going to go and find out.
All right, can you tell Mike that I need him?
What for?
No reason, I need him.
Morning, Daisy.
Hey, Mike. Nice outfit.
Thanks.
Tim wants you.
Wants me or needs me?
Needs you.
Right. Ladies?
What are you up to, Marsha?
Oh, it shares no fitness video. Bong for Europe. Mike reckons I've got between 50 and 20 years to find Abby number 3 and I want to look my best. Hey, why don't you come for a jog with me?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Get off your arse. Get the adrenaline pumping.
No, no, I shouldn't do sport of any kind. I'm actually allergic to endorphins. I get very competitive. Anyway, what's it look like these people, you know? Just the gym all day, go to some premiere in a low-cut dress to get on the cover of some magazine. Well, what kind of a life is that? Oh, I'm happy right where I am.
Where is it?
Where's what?
There was a picture on the sofa of a man with a white eye saying, I am a massive wanker. Where is it? And don't say that you put it in my portfolio, okay? Because if you did, I cannot begin to describe the damage you may have done.
Well, I...
Listen, Daisy. We want this to be easy. You're amongst friends.
I just...
You just what?
Come on, Daisy. What have you done with it?
Did you put it in my portfolio?
I put it in a portfolio.
What?
Well, I put it in your portfolio.
What?
Did she just say what I think she said?
She put it in my portfolio. What?
Well, I thought you'd forgotten about it. I was just trying to help.
Yeah, well, that was a picture of a man who was just about to decide whether or not I work for Dark Star Comics. You're beginning to see why I left it out.
Yes, 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 and I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
Well, don't! If you're going to help anybody, get off your arse and help yourself!
Why does everybody keep talking about my arse?
Mike, come on, we've got to try and stop tyres.
Don't worry, Daisy. Tim's just really angry at you because you've jeopardised his future. Okay.
I was just trying to help! Yes!
Sure you don't want to come for a job?
Yes.
You got work to do?
No.
What are you going to do then? Sit around the house waiting for Tim to come home?
I'll get my plimsolls.
Is Brian there?
What, why are you dressed like that?
Just thought he might like to come for a run. Might ease your frustration.
What frustration?
Why, Brian? I happen to like going out. It's important for me to be seen out.
Well, I don't want to go out. I want to stay
here. Oh, and have sex. That's all you ever want to do.
I'm not just here for one thing, you know. I want you to see me as a whole.
I do.
A whole Brian with a W.
Oh.
Just thought you might like a jog.
No, can't. Mum's coming to town. We're going to go out for lunch.
Is that why you're dressed like that?
She thinks I'm a lawyer.
Bloody hell. I thought I knew all your little secrets.
No wonder you're so tense.
Come on! Come on! What's the hold-up?
There's been an accident. Somebody got hurt.
Who?
A lady.
How'd you know?
Because we hit her.
Did we?
Yeah, that's her there.
What the hell do you think you're doing? It's broad bloody daylight. You people have no consideration for cyclists.
Pardon?
What the hell do you think you're doing? It's broad bloody daylight. You people have no consideration for cyclists.
Right. What's your problem?
All right then, kitten. You can go on. Come then.
Yeah, sure.
That's not going to happen because he's a small fish in a big pond and I'm a big shark.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, love.
Shall we go?
Aren't we going in?
No, I've got the builders in there. They're making a wall. I know, a very good place to eat.
This is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, what I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's actually quite fun.
There he is.
Tyres! What about you, Timmy Life?
Tyres, don't deliver that parcel.
Why?
Is there something that I don't want them to see?
What, paper clips?
No, where's my portfolio?
I delivered that about half an hour ago.
No!
You got it? Nice outfit.
Thanks.
Tim Bisley's portfolio has arrived, Damien.
Right. Actually, I'll look at it after lunch.
Can we just go out and get it?
Sorry, mate, not even I can get to the upper reaches. See, all parcels left at reception, right? And then picked up by in-house personnel.
Damn. But they must let some people up there.
Not without an appointment.
Shit. Now, how the hell are we going to get my picture back? Mike, any ideas? Tyres?
Yeah, but we're going to need another walkie-talkie.
You can have a large half-calf frappuccino, please, with whipped cream and marshmallow dunkers. Thank you, Mum.
Yes, I'll have one of those too.
And in Rome. So, how is everything?
Good.
How's Twister?
It's good. Yeah, out of town.
Can't wait to meet her.
Very busy.
Well, fashion is big business these days, Brian. I mean, you know that. Oh. They're friends of yours.
Well, I've never seen them.
Brian? What is it?
Sorry.
What is it?
It's me again.
I can see that.
Third time today.
Have you got something to deliver?
Well, I was just thinking, right, I'm going to put long tooth this old cycle lark, you know, and see the old pins. They ain't what they used to be.
What's your point?
I was wondering what it's like to be a security guard. You know, I've always fancied myself. I really look up to people like you.
Do you?
Yeah, I reckon to be like you.
Well, tell you what, give us your name and address, and I'll send you all you need to apply.
Would you?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, my name's Henry Crinkle, K-R-I-N-K-L-E, 154 Hopper Avenue.
Hopper?
Yeah, Hopper.
Oh, ow.
Colin!
Stop
her! Who does he think he is? Bob bloody kid! Tell him I make more money pimping his grandma.
How's Dad?
Oh, you know your father. Frustrated as ever. He's taken up art classes.
What?
Yes. Well, I think he'd always fancied himself as a bit of an artist. Of course, he keeps it to himself. We always hoped you might go in for that sort of thing. You were so good at it at school. It might have given you something to talk about with your father.
Mum?
Well, love.
Something I should tell you.
What is it?
This is it. Full floor. You ready, Mike?
I was born ready, Timmy.
Yeah, are you ready then?
Yeah.
Okay, all we got to do is get the picture back and not get caught.
How hard can that be?
Yeah, tell Stan I'll speak to him later. After I put Bisley out of his misery.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was joking. What are we going to do? What?
Ventilation shaft.
Simple and classic.
I can't believe this, Brian.
I'm sorry, Mum.
Why?
Well, you know, I just thought you'd be disappointed.
But that's so silly. Me and your dad, we don't mind what you do so long as you're not gay. I bet you made up Twist as well. I should have known. I mean, what sort of name is Twist?
No, she's real.
Well, that's something. So, you're an artist?
Yep.
What sort of thing do you do?
Anger. Pain. Fear. Aggression.
Watercolours?
Do you work clubbing much?
No, do a lot of night work.
I love night work, I'm usually up to all hours.
No, speeding through the night.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, stay out of sight. If anybody comes, warn me on the walkie.
Roger!
Let's go.
How's your knee? Oh, Liv. My teeth hurt. Oh, I wish I hadn't started this now. I'm sorry, Marcia, but I did warn you. It was the same with netball. At school.
I remember playing a friendly in the upper six. I played goal attack. And I had a real rivalry with a goalie on the other team. She was called Nina. I remember the goal shooter took a shot and it was obvious Nina was going to save. So I did what I had to do. I saved the game. But I lost a lot of friends.
I just shouldn't exercise. It's not just bad for me, it's bad for everybody.
Oh, I don't know. I'm really beginning to feel the benefit now, yeah.
Carl, let's fuck off home. I wonder if Tim's back.
What's Colin looking at?
Where's he off to? Oh, my God! So, when did you decide to become an artist, then?
I think it was, you know, when the dog died.
Oh, you never did get over that, did you?
Again.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
well, I was just
looking for this.
I had to get it back, you see, because, I mean, if Mr. Knox saw it, then it,
Wouldn't really do you any favours, would it?
No. How are you, Sophie?
Fine, thanks.
Good. So, I forgot you worked here.
Really?
Tim, that girl you fancy's coming into the office.
Thanks, Mike. How's Damien?
I'm sorry. You just ran out in front of me.
I know you. You're a massive wanker.
I said I was sorry.
I've had enough of this coping fit. It's too bloody dangerous.
Well, if people will insist on throwing themselves in front of cars, what do you expect?
She could sue you, you know.
For what?
Dangerous driving.
Bloody hell. You're not a lawyer, are you?
No. He's an artist.
Here's your picture.
Ah, thanks.
I think I'll keep this one, though.
Yeah, fine.
It was nice to see you again, Tim.
Well, you're nice, too. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see you, too.
Tim?
Yes?
What are you doing on Friday?
What?
Would you like to go out for a drink with me on Friday?
Yeah.
Great. I'll give you a ring.
Okay.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
You got it?
That's not all I got.
Leave the coffee.
No, never been to Ibiza.
I should go, mate.
Yeah, went to Gran Canaria this year. I got some pictures, actually. What the?
The cat is out of the bag. The cat is out of the bag.
Repeat, the cat is out of the bag.
Shit. He's taking the stairs, get the lift. He's taking the stairs, get the lift. He's taking the stairs, get the lift.
Sir, I thought I saw some unauthorised personnel on the monitor.
I haven't seen anybody.
Oh, well, I'll get back to my desk then. Hello, Mike.
Oh,
what are you doing here?
Oh, what's up?
All right. You coming to GS, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Stealth and tactics weekend. Don't miss it. I have an idea for an infiltration technique. It involves draining on my Abby's blood and replacing it with Tizer.
That sounds great. Right. Look forward to that. See you Saturday.
Yeah, well,
sir?
Yes, right. Good to see you looking so enthusiastic, Bisley. I'll let you know either way.
Thanks, Mr. Knox.
Damien.
Thanks, Damien.
Nice outfit.
Oh, thanks. Oh, he's nice, isn't he?
So, we're happy?
Are we happy?
Right there, mine's a pint of the black stuff.
You can't drink a pint of Bovril.
What do you think?
Very good. Very good indeed. Schedule them in for a meeting next Tuesday. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of young Mr. Bisley.
Oi, oi.
Hello.
Hiya, listen, I've got that picture back. That's not all he got. Mike.
I got off my arse.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I bumped into a friend of yours.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me all about it?
Got my arse?
Yeah, if you like.
Where's Thomas?